Nigeria's acting president Goodluck Jonathan will nominate a new ministerial team by early next week and is likely to reappoint around half the cabinet he's just sacked. Jonathan assumed executive powers in early February to try to end government paralysis in the absence of President Umaro Yar'Adua, who had been receiving treatment for a heart condition. The political turmoil is happening as violence is flaring up in Plateau State. Yesterday, 13 Christians were killed by Muslims. Christian Solidarity Worldwide's Dr. Kataza Gondwe told Charles Collins the weakened executive is not helping.
Well, it doesn't help, but in terms of Plateau State, this has been ongoing really since 2001. The first violence broke out at that time when Muslims came spilling out of mosques and started to attack Christians. And in that time, around 2,000 people were killed. So since then, there have been sporadic outbreaks of such violence. So the fact that you now have a president who has disappeared into medical care and hasn't been seen since November, and an acting president who has now dissolved the cabinet, maybe in the hope of getting a cabinet that will function and will be able to deal adequately with all of Nigeria's challenges, doesn't help matters, but it doesn't actually determine the degree of instability at the moment in Plateau.
Can you tell us some of the background by why this is happening now?
Basically, what has been happening is that the Hausa Fulani tribe, which is a settler tribe to Jos and Plateau State, has been pushing for rights that are reserved for indigenous tribes. Now, this isn't a situation that is confined to Plateau State. We're talking about a national situation where you have national provisions within the national constitution that favor indigenous tribes to some extent. As part of all of this, there has been this recourse to violence and a lot of noise about discrimination. However, in terms of discrimination, the House of Fulani are treated much, much better in Jos and Plateau State than Christians, both indigenous and settler tribes, are treated in the Sharia states surrounding Plateau State.